This week on Barbell Shrug, we have Mike McGoldrick, winner of the South Central Regional.
Yo, this is CTP, and you're listening to the Barbell Shrug Podcast, the number one strength and conditioning podcast for CrossFitters.
If you want to check out the video version, which you should, go to fitter.tv and watch that, because it's way cooler than just listening.
And how do you spell fitter.tv there, Mr. Bledsoe?
F-I-T-R.tv.
He's a good speller. All right, while you're there, definitely go and sign up for the newsletter. As part of signing up for the newsletter, you'll get a video that Mike made where he shows you the top seven snatch mistakes that you're probably making that are keeping you from hitting that next PR and lifting some big weight.
Yeah, look at the seminars, tune into the show, and get ready to become a more awesomer version of
we
you.
We give you the tools you need to succeed.
You become a tool.
Welcome to Barbell Shrug. I'm your host, Mike Bledsoe, here with Doug Larson. We're at the Central East CrossFit Regional. Our guest, Mike McGoldrick, winner numero uno from the South Central CrossFit Regional.
What up?
This is your fifth time on the show? You might be setting a record.
It's good to be back, guys. Thanks for having me.
Dang, man, your voice is hurting. You've been screaming all weekend?
I'm going to go ahead and apologize in advance. I've been yelling for my girlfriend, Brandy Bonifay, who competed individually this weekend.
She's been doing great.
Who also has been doing very well, yeah. She's been killing it.
Real quick before we get started, make sure to go to barbellstroke.com, sign up for our newsletter. That way we can notify you of all the stuff we got going on. We got training camps and we've got online coaching stuff going on. A muscle gain challenge starting soon. So make sure to get on that newsletter so we can get you notified of all the stuff we're doing. Say what?
Follow us on Instagram.
I don't know how you do that. Just look at Barbell Shrugged, I guess.
Not very tech savvy.
I'm not. The whole Instagram thing is new to me.
Barbell Shrugged on Instagram.
Yeah. That's works. Where you need to go. No. So, McG, you won the South Central region outright. How does that make you feel?
On top of the world.
On top of the world.
Until I came here and watched these guys.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, shit. I got to compete against these guys soon.
Yeah. Yes, I mean.
Damn.
Central East is fucking super stacked.
Ugh.
And it's pretty incredible to watch.
It's bad. I feel bad for the two or three guys that could definitely be games athletes that aren't going to the games that are in this region that are getting knocked out by, you know, the guys that are like, you know, top three in the world.
Yep, I agree. It's a shame. But.
And actually, back to you, Mike. So we're not talking too much about Central East, but I want to talk about you. You were interviewed recently by another podcast, and they forgot to ask you a question, I think. So who's your coach?
James Fitzgerald.
Yep.
Optimum Performance Training, Fitzgerald.
Just wanted to get that across, just in case maybe it got left out of another interview somewhere.
Sorry, this part of the sock really smells.
Again. I apologize for the socks. I originally was able to blame the TSA for the mistake, but now that we're on like our fifth podcast with socks, it's actually my fault for not buying new pop filters, so I apologize.
They're at least $15 each. We don't have that kind of cash.
At least $15 each. If you want to help us get pop filters on our microphones, you can donate. Just PayPal it to me, Mike at fitter.tv, you know?
Last year you couldn't compete as an individual and you went team, and that gave you a whole extra year really to focus on your weaknesses and kind of build up some strength and to come out this year and really absolutely crush it.
Yeah, my training started in May last year. Like as soon as we finished the team competition here, I went back home. I emailed James and was like, I'm ready to go. You know, let's start now. And he was like, all right, we'll start next week. So I've been at it full force since May last year, which is the longest I've ever trained that consistently and with that much focus for a full year. So it was nice and glad to see what could actually happen when I put a full year into it. You know, no injuries, no time off, nothing.
Do you have an idea of what the difference between some of your PRs is between now and a year ago when you hired James? You know, clean PRs, Fran times, anything notable that you remember?
I can name some numbers and I will, but I'll say first, you know, like my strength numbers weren't really the issue. So we didn't focus on that at all.
Yeah.
And they still went up over the year.
Yeah.
And then, but my motor like just grew way more than what it was.
Yeah.
For example, just how I was after workouts and my recovery between workouts and the volume I was able to handle, you know, that kind of thing was where it was more noticeable. But, you know, clean and jerk went up, you know, 10 pounds. Snatch went up 10 pounds. Right. And we didn't even focus on that. So,
right.
You know, can't complain there.
Because you've always been more of a strong, powerful athlete. That's kind of like what you're naturally built to do. And so you guys had a heavy emphasis on kind of the other end of the spectrum to kind of shore up some of your weaknesses.
Yes, definitely. I didn't lift for like 3 months. You know, I touched on it here and there, but
right.
No focus, no strength or lifting program for almost 3 months.
Yeah.
I was doing long, long workouts, you know, twice a day, 6 days a week.
Yeah.
When I say long, I mean like 20-minute AMRAP, rest 5 minutes. 20-minute AMRAP, rest 5 minutes. 20-minute AMRAP.
Yeah.
I mean, long stuff.
And you're doing 12 sessions like that per week?
I was doing, well, no, maybe two or three of those a week, but yeah. 12 sessions total a week. So the training volume was higher,
right.
As well as the sessions. They were longer duration.
We've got to watch you. I mean, you train at Faction here and there, and like you're in there quite a bit. So like we're able to see like some of the transformation over the year.
Yeah.
And I was just standing here talking to somebody who doesn't see you very often, and he was like, man, McGoldrick just looks different than he did a year ago. Just the transformation that you've gone through. It's like, yeah, you just look like you look fitter, you know.
Yeah.
Leaner, got more muscle mass. Looks good.
Thanks, man.
Very sexy.
I've had a lot of that this weekend. People I haven't seen in a year. They're like, you look like a different person. And like, I didn't, you know, I wasn't expecting that at all. I haven't lost any weight. I weigh the same as I have for 3 years.
Right.
But you know, I guess I've leaned out.
Yeah.
I always thought I was pretty lean, but I guess not.
Yeah.
And during the summer, when I was in that long phase, I was really thin. I think I was down like 185, which I haven't been that light in years.
Yeah.
And then I started lifting again a little bit leading up to regionals, so I put some weight back on. So
right.
They probably wouldn't have really recognized me then either.
What? How tall are you and what do you wear?
I'm 5'11", I'm 195.
Okay.
Yep.
So I know you, for a while, went through kind of the same progression food-wise that a lot of CrossFit athletes go through, where they're like super strict paleo and they want to like do their best so they'd be really, 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 really strict, and then you figured out that, well, fuck, I'd need some more carbohydrates, which is a huge trend right now for athletes, that carbohydrates aren't quite as bad as they thought they were, and they help you perform. And I know you went through that phase too, where you started adding in sweet potatoes and rice, and you've been eating just more food and more carbohydrates, and you feel a lot better, you've been performing a lot better.
Yeah, absolutely. It did start with that. You know, I was very strict paleo. Mm-hmm. You know, I considered like, oh, I upped my carbs this week. I had 3 sweet potatoes.
Right.
You know, like, whereas now I'm eating rice twice a day, ice cream at night. Like, I mean, when you're hitting the volume, you know, 12 sessions a week.
Yeah.
Like, it got to the point where I didn't even, it's not that I really chose to change my food that much. I had to.
Yeah.
Like, I was hungry and I couldn't cook enough fruits and vegetables and meat.
You're not gonna eat enough meat.
Right.
I was like,
whatever. Like, I have. All right. I'm boiling 4 cups of rice. Like, I have to eat this.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's just not. I'm gonna fall apart. And but what was great was that I didn't notice any negative side effects.
Right.
You know, I got leaner.
Yeah.
You know, I couldn't believe it. You know. So
yeah.
Sounds
you definitely
crazy
have to
and
try
counterintuitive.
It. I know. I mean, I was eating coconut milk ice cream at night.
Right.
You know, like high sugar before I go to bed. And,
mm-hmm.
What's your favorite sources of carbohydrate for fueling performance? What do you think helps you out the most?
Coconut milk ice cream.
I heard it gives you the farts, though.
It does. A lot of fiber. A lot of fiber.
He was being polite when he said he heard.
Yeah. Did you really hear it right now?
Yeah, right.
I mean, I heard it. Not from somebody, but straight from your ass.
That's what I mean. I'm like, crap. Yeah. His microphone's strong. That's just a joke. But no, in a serious side, rice. And, I mean, lots of rice.
It
doesn't bother me at all. Any rice product. I eat a lot of gluten-free breads now. Make a lot of sandwiches that they're made of like rice flour and you know, different kinds of stuff.
Yeah, rice is not going to bother most people.
No.
It's not something that's going to irritate your stomach. But if you don't train a lot, you probably don't need to eat it either.
Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, these past 2 weeks, my volume's been down kind of low, so I haven't been eating it as much. You know, it's just, you just got to monitor it. You got to know your body. You got to know, like, what's good and what's bad. Like, if you eat something and you're gassy and your lips start itching, you probably shouldn't eat that anymore.
Your lips,
it's, you have know, your, like, have your lips ever itched before?
I mean, just whatever before. Side effect may happen.
What are some other side effects you might notice?
I get itchy gums sometimes. My gums itch.
Oh, gum. Oh, okay. I really didn't hear what you said.
Yeah, my gums, like, in my mouth.
Okay.
Those gums. Itch if you eat something unfavorable?
Like, yeah, like, some things, sometimes if I'm, like, slightly allergic to something, they itch. It's weird. I'm like...
It is weird.
Yeah.
So you eat a lot of sushi, Thai food, things like that?
Yeah, man. Just
you got
get the calories
healthy
in.
Healthy fats from the fish, protein, plus the rice?
Yeah. That's another thing, too. The fats, you know, I used to focus on, like, oh, I got to get, like, 48 almonds in and cover my salad and, like, 3 cups of olive oil.
Right.
I don't supplement a lot of fat anymore. I get a lot of them animal meats.
Right.
You know, it's a lot of bacon grease, like mainly like animal fats.
Yeah.
But and butter, but
right.
You know, not near as much as I used to because, you know, if you're training twice a day, 6 days a week, you know, for a number, you don't want to slow the digestion. You know, you want everything to get in your system quick and you want to feel light all day long and tight. Right. That kind of thing.
You do most of your shopping at Costco, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you buy everything in bulk.
And they're getting better with selections. You know, they sell, like, you know, health food selections now in bulk. You know, like,
have organic vegetables. And
yeah.
Are they doing grass-fed beef yet?
No, you know, they do.
Oh.
I mean, but they do grass-fed butter. They do.
Oh, yeah, we do get our butter.
I bought a 10-pound bag of rice for like $8. Like,
perfect.
I'm not even halfway through it yet. They sell organic quinoa pasta now. It's awesome.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
never had that.
Boil the pasta. We crock pot like 6 pounds, or sorry, like 3 pounds of chicken. And we add a bunch of like pasta sauce to it. It's great.
Yeah.
I mean, you're talking about trying to vary your meals. Pasta? Woohoo!
Yeah, that sounds fantastic. And you guys have like 3 or 4 crock pots, don't you?
We have 4 crock pots.
4 crock pots. And you'll use them all.
We do. We fill them all up.
Yeah.
We usually do 2 of them with ground beef, 1 of them with chicken. And then we'll do 1 with, you know, like something special. We'll splurge that week. We might buy a brisket.
Ooh,
yeah. Wow. Man, going off.
Most of your meals are
off
pretty,
the deep end.
Are they pretty boring most of the time? Like eating the same thing throughout the week? Or?
To some people, they might be boring, but to me, they're delicious. Like you saw how excited I just got about talking about quinoa pasta.
Are you eating the same thing 4 days in a row? Or how do you kind of split
we
that
cook,
up?
We'll cook, like, we'll say, you know, we cook 4 things in the crock pot, 2 or 3 things in the oven, and 4 or 5 things on the stove. I'd say we have like 5 meats during the week, 5 vegetables, and 3 starches. We'll have quinoa, rice, and sweet potato. So it's quite a bit.
That's a lot of variety.
Right. But we don't have time to cook meals each night, so you gotta kind of have the same thing each day of the week.
Yeah, if you're training 3-4 hours a day, when you gonna cook?
Right. I don't want to. I
want
to come home.
Week.
I want to put the food in me. And I want to sit on the couch.
Yeah.
Someone's asking us not too long ago about what makes you a person that can go from, you know, not competing, you know, at that level and placing it all to all the way to first place over a course of 2 years. And I was saying, and this is my opinion, but your willingness to absolutely destroy yourself on a lactic type workout and to grind through that pain, like, that's hard to teach someone to do, to be willing to put themselves in that kind of pain. And then also your willingness to recover and cook for yourself and go to bed when you're supposed to go to bed and to get enough sleep. Like, you put as much dedication into cooking your meals and shopping as you do into your workouts, and it all comes together. You got to have both sides of that equation.
You're exactly right, man. It all adds up. I mean, you think about points here. It's, I mean, how many athletes have looked at the scoreboard and been like, oh, man, if I just did 1 or 2 more reps, you know, I'd have been up 4 places.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if you would have gone to bed 1 or 2 more nights earlier that week, that kind of thing. I mean, it's all going to add up. And I just don't see, if you're trying to make it to the highest level, why you would even flirt with that. I mean,
this is a sport of like split seconds now.
Yeah, I mean, it all adds up. So, you know, give it everything you have. Why not? At least try it for a year and see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
That way, you know, hey, I did that. I did everything. And sometimes it may not make a difference. You're good enough that you don't need that. That's fine. But, you know, some of us do.
So what is your sleep schedule? You get 8, 9, 7?
Between 8 and 10.
8 and 10 every night?
Yeah.
That's fantastic. You take naps?
Oh, yeah.
So you get between 8 and 10 hours of sleep every night, and you get to take a nap.
Yeah, I take 5 to 10-minute power naps, you know, 1 or 2 a day.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, people are like, how do you have time to take a nap? I'm like, who doesn't have – gets a bathroom break. Like, come on, 5 to 10 minutes? Seriously, go lay down for 5 minutes. Even if you don't fall asleep, lay down, slow your breathing down, close your eyes, and relax. You'd be amazed what it does for you.
Yeah, for sure.
That's very true. It is about as long as a bathroom break.
Yeah.
No one says, I didn't have time to go to the bathroom today.
Yeah, I mean, I understand.
No time.
I'm extremely blessed. I have a job where I'm able to work from home and travel and set my own hours. So
sure.
that like the lifestyle I have allows me to be the athlete that I can be. But and I understand people have, you know, full-time jobs that go to office all day long, but
right.
You get lunch breaks. Most people get lunch breaks and can leave. I'll tell you what, if I was there at the office, I would go to my car and I would sleep for 10 minutes and I would eat my lunch at my desk.
Do that all the time.
I would not leave and go eat lunch for an hour.
No, so, no.
I mean, it's easier for me to sit here and say that because I'm not in that situation, but,
sure.
You know, are you?
Yeah, it is, Mark. Dude.
You
I
jerk.
Mean, try it. You know, are you doing everything you can or is that just another excuse?
Yeah.
I've taken many naps in my car during lunch hours. Just open up your lunchbox, crush something in 5 minutes, and then you have 45 minutes to do whatever the hell you want.
I'm gonna
nap.
Sleep if I want to. Like.
Yeah.
Actually, I used to do that in the Navy. Like, rush the food, take a nap. Everyone thought I was taking hour-long lunches. Some of them are probably listening right now. That son of a bitch.
He tricked me.
All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. We will talk to Mike Moore.
Great.
Hey, guys, this is Rich Froning, and you're listening to the Barbell Shrugged. For the video version, go to fitter.tv.
We ready? And we're back. You're listening to Barbell Shrugged, of course. Doug and I are here, and we are interviewing, just hanging out with Mike McGoldrick.
What up?
South Central
again.
Winner. He's still here. Hey, so you just bought a new house.
I did.
Got new digs, and it's pretty fucking exciting because you got a big garage. you got like two garages or something like that?
Yeah, the home we bought already has a regular two-car garage, and then the previous owner, for some reason, had like some of her family move back in, so she was like, okay, well, I'll build you guys your own garage. And she like added on to the house another two-car garage, like separate driveway, garage door. They even added like another door into it from the kitchen, so it's like on the other side of the house, completely separate from everything else.
Yeah. So you have a two-car garage to turn into a gym.
The whole thing's a gym. We're not ever going to put a car in it.
And you already got a bunch of stuff from Rogue?
Yep. Ordered it last week.
Mm-hmm.
They were incredible. It showed up in like 2 days. I emailed them and was like, hey, I'm so excited. I was like, I just ordered a bunch of equipment. I'm coming up to Columbus this weekend. Can I pick up some of it? And they're like, well, I mean, we'll ship it there by Wednesday. I was like, oh, well, okay. I guess I'll wait. Or it'll get here early, but I just wanted some of it.
The service is fantastic.
Oh, man, it's awesome. Like, I love buying stuff from them.
What all did you get?
I got a 10-foot rig. It's like a wall mount, so it'll like go into the corner.
Yeah.
It's got a spiel bar on it, a Dirty South bar. Ordered a new barbell, Ohio bar, some plates. What else? Oh, a yoke. And just a few other odds and ends. So.
Right.
Did you decide on a name yet?
Manifest Fitness.
Manifest Fitness.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Have you actually gotten to use it yet?
Any of it?
Yeah.
No, it's still in boxes.
You haven't even trained yet.
As soon as we got it in, we had to leave town.
Yeah.
But next week, rig's going up. I'm excited.
Put it up. We're going to hold a weightlifting meet there, huh?
Yeah, I want to call it. I don't know. What should we call it?
I don't know.
We'll bring some
barbells and bumpers down and have a good time.
The Silverback Open.
The McGee Open.
The Silverback Open.
I like the Silverback Open.
That's mine.
All right. It's it'll be like a party. You have to bring your own bumpers.
BYOB. Bring your own bumpers.
I like it.
Yep.
I'm bringing my own bar too.
So
I'm bringing my own bar.
Actually, I don't really use the Ohio bar. Is it? Have you seen the bar yet? I haven't used an Ohio bar.
I don't know the difference between that and the Rogue bar. I think it's like a little bit more money, but it's like this one I got. It's like all black, so I'm pretty excited. It's awesome. It's all blacked out.
Okay.
Yep.
Murdered out bar.
That's right. I'm pretty excited about the home too, though. It's in a new neighborhood. It's got like a almost a 400 meter loop. It's like
a little bit more.
Yeah, it's like perfect to run. And then directly across the street, there's like all these soccer fields and like playground is out.
Really?
It's just cool stuff around
here.
Nice. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
All Branch is a little nicer than Memphis.
Yeah, definitely.
Or a lot nicer for that matter.
Yeah. And it's still pretty close to action. Like, you know, like 35 minute drive. So
you got a place to swim now?
Yeah, there's a YMCA right down the road.
Man.
Very excited.
Got it all set up. I'm kind of jealous.
If you want to swim at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon instead of 5 in the morning, I'll go with you.
Yeah, no kidding. They're the last place. They weren't very flexible. I was like, I come in to swim, and like I'm not a member at the place, but I came in. I'm like, look, I just need to swim. I just need to use the pool. And they're like, okay, well, you can buy a master's pass. I'm like, all right, thank you. They're like, it's $25. I'm like, that's a pretty good deal. You get 10 swims with that. I'm like, awesome. They're like, but you can only come in the hours of 5 and 6 a.m. on Tuesdays. I'm like, so I do that for like 3 weeks. And then I come in late one time because I'm like, screw it. If they don't want me in there, they can tell me to get out. And it was like 7 in the morning.
Yeah.
And I get done swimming and they come up and they're like, we really don't need you here at this hour. We need you to come to the master swim hours. I was like, and there was literally no one in the pool. It was completely empty.
Well, I went and swam with you one day. Yeah. And we weren't supposed to be there.
Yeah. There was no one there.
And there was nobody there. Yeah. They were like, well, we don't want, you know, you to intimidate the old people. I'm like, what old people? There's nobody here.
So I mean, it was cool. They still let me pay a little bit to come swim, but it was more of a hassle. Like, you know, like I would swim to recover, but who's recovering at 5 in the morning? Like, I don't work. I don't function like that.
I'm usually recovering at 5 in the morning in bed.
Yeah. I mean, it was better to just sleep some days. So.
Yeah. So is that actually a pretty big part of your training this year? You do a lot more swimming?
It has been, yeah. I started,
that was a hole in your game in the past, wasn't it?
It was, like, probably 2 years ago. Really?
Should tell the triathlon. Did we tell it?
Yeah, it's on the swimming episode, the whole story.
That's right, when we interviewed Lucas.
And long story short, though, basically I did a triathlon and, like, was, like, dead last in the swim. It was awful. I didn't know how to freestyle for that long. You know, I, like, turned to my back and was just, like, fluttering along and got lost.
Right.
It was a disaster.
Way off track.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, to be honest, like, we started swimming not in the hopes of, like, we're planning for the games, you know.
Right.
It was more like, hey, you know, you could use this. It's something you're bad at. It could teach you how to breathe and relax, which could translate into way, you know, several other things in your training.
Right.
And then I got better at it, and now I'm able to do intervals with it, and it's one more interval training session a week I can do without beating my body up.
Yeah.
I can go hard in the pool,
and
it makes my body feel better as I get out. So once or twice a week, I was doing intervals in the pool, and just kind of ramped up. You know, it got to where I was doing some serious distance in it for a CrossFitter.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went swimming with you one day. I didn't watch you progress. I saw you suck in the beginning, and then I went and swam with you a few months ago, and I was like, oh, shit, Mike can swim.
Yeah.
This is awesome. So if it does come up at the games, you'll be perfectly fine.
I think I'll be all right. I mean, I still got a lot of work to do. Open water, I know, is way different than swimming laps in the pool, but I'm gonna go out and
you'll still be more prepared than a lot of people, I think. Yeah.
Hopefully.
When are we going out to open water? We need to go to the coast.
Name it, brother.
Let's do it.
I want revenge on that triathlon.
We need to do some open water swimming with fins and then some with no fins.
I want
a little bit of both.
I want to rub it in that old lady's face that passed me. And be like, ha! I have the power now.
Yeah, in that sprint triathlon, he spent the entire race trying to catch up to everybody.
I was like,
I got to swim.
I like got to the bike and was like, ah! I was going so fast. Well, I thought. I remember passing Ashley, your wife, and she was like, like, what are you doing behind me?
Yeah. She was thrilled that she beat you in something.
She passed me in that swim in like the first 20 meters.
The funny thing.
She didn't know it, but I saw her. I was like, crap.
The funny thing is Ashley was like, I might drown during this race.
Yeah.
And then she passes McGoldrick. It's like,
What do you think I was going to say? Guys, I might drown too. I wasn't going to say anything.
There's a lot of confidence going into this race.
I was just
going
to let it happen.
It's going to be a surprise to everybody.
Yeah. That's been good. It's been good for the training. It definitely helps the body recover. I enjoy it. I like crave it now.
I was gonna see how long I could hold it without laughing, but I couldn't do it.
Don't do that to me.
This is where Chris Moore would step in.
Yeah,
that's right.
Don't do that to me. I can't sit in silence when people are talking because I feel like I have to say something, and then I have like diarrhea of the mouth.
I was waiting for you to say something awesome.
I did. More?
Keep going.
No.
McGoldrick's never coming back on the show. All right, let's wrap this up. All right, anything you want to promote?
I'd like to promote mobilitykits.com. Go to the website. Sign up for our newsletter. Check out the products that we have for sale. Want to give a shout-out to Brandy Bonifay, my girlfriend, for competing in her first individual competition this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
She did an amazing job. Mm-hmm. Shout-out to her coach, Max, at OPT, for doing an awesome job helping her progress throughout the year. I'm blown away with the improvements she's made.
That's fantastic. Yeah, we had Max on a couple weeks ago, and he came on here and did an awesome show with us. Dude is super, super, super smart. I was really excited that I got to meet him. We were down at the South Central Regionals. And actually, before I plug I haven't really talked to you much about mobility kits lately because you've been training so hard for regionals. Yep. How's that been going?
It's going really well. We had a large inventory built up, and it actually sold out like in a month and a half, three months quicker than I expected it to. Mm. So we're completely out of stock right now. Yep. We're in the works with a new manufacturer, trying to get that nailed down because I don't want to move forward until we get a new design going, and hopefully have something in people's hands by late June. That'd be the best case, and I'd say worst case, late July.
Okay. All right. If you want to sign up for the six-month muscle gain challenge, that's going to start here on July 8th. That program is about three-quarters of the way full right now, so if you want to do that, sign up sooner rather than later. If you want to sign up, you can go to barbellstruck.com, click on shop, click on online coaching, and click on the six-month muscle gain challenge, and you can read over all the things that are involved in that program. With that, you get the Faction Foods Nutrition course and Maximum Mobility as a bonus. Those will be on the days that you're not training. The Faction Foods course and Maximum Mobility will be a part of your homework, so to speak. That way, on the days that you're not training, you're still taking care of your nutrition and your mobility, which, you know, that's something that everyone can get better at no matter how good you are at it. So, if you want to sign up for that, go to barbellstruck.com, and you can check it out there. If you have questions, you can always email me, doug@barbellstruck.com.
And speaking of more muscle, we're in the Progenics tent here at the regional. And if you want to buy some Progenics, which will help you put on more muscle, you should use the promo code SHRUG at checkout. You'll get 10% off. Make sure to go to iTunes if you like this podcast and give us a 5-star rating, leave a comment, and like us on Facebook. See you next time.
Thanks
for coming
Mike.
Out, McG.
No problem. Thanks for having me.